Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back. This is Dave. On this episode, I'm going to be doing a solo review on Hardcore Henry. Now, as promised, guys, I went to go see Hardcore Henry today, and I had a good feeling about the movie. I was telling Gil about it. I briefly had a little convos with Brian here and there about it, telling him it looks insane. Gil didn't want to check it out for whatever reason. He's just like totally against it. Actually, to be fair, he kind of said, he wasn't feeling it, but he might have an open mind for it. And he just wasn't feeling it from the trailer. I was the opposite. I saw the trailer. It looked like fun, and I'm all about originality and, you know, innovation. The movie, it looked fun, original, innovative. It's never been done before where a whole movie was shot in first person. We kind of got like a little glimpse of it with the movie Doom that came out in 2005 based on a first person video game. That one starred The Rock and Carl Urban. And that movie got a lot of shit, but I kind of like it. It's like a guilty pleasure for me. It's a terrible movie, but again, it's a guilty pleasure. One of my favorite lines from that movie: "I need soldiers, nothing but soldiers," from The Rock. Like I said, guilty pleasure. So sue me. Back to Hardcore Henry. Yeah, so I checked it out today, and let me read some stuff off about the movie to you guys. So the movie, here are some of the ratings: 7.2 on IMDb, 51% on Rotten Tomatoes, 51% on Metacritic. Most of the time, I go by Rotten Tomatoes, but I can assure you that Rotten Tomatoes is off. That shit was better than a 51%. It was fun. It was directed by Ilya Naishir. I hope that's how you pronounce his name. It stars Charlton Copley. Love that dude. He plays this guy called Jimmy. Charlton Copley is like such a quirky, fun, funny actor. Love him. He's most known for District 9, where he played Vickis, and he also was in Elysium playing the villain Kruger. And I thought he was an awesome villain in that. And just the fact that he sold that villain shows you like just how talented the guy is. He's just a fun, awesome actor, and like every interview I've seen him in, he just comes across as so down to earth and cool. He also was, he played Murdoch in the A-Team remake. But, so the movie stars him, and it also stars, Haley Bennett. She plays a character called Estelle. Hot damn. That chick is, she's Blaze. Danila Kozlovsky. He plays a character called Akon. Got locked up. No, not that Akon. But he plays a villain in the movie, and he was actually pretty awesome in a weird, quirky, crazy way. Tim Roth is also in the movie. He plays Henry's father. And, yeah, Tim Roth is just awesome in general. But the premise of the movie goes, this is the long one, guys. Get ready. A man wakes up in a Moscow laboratory to learn that he's been brought back from the dead as a half-human, half-robotic hybrid. With no memory of his former life, a woman who claims to be his wife tells him that his name is Henry. Before she can activate his voice, armed thugs storm in and kidnap her. As Henry starts to understand his new abilities, he embarks on a bloody rampage. Yes, bloody. Rampage through the city to save his spouse from a psychopath who plans to destroy the world. Now, this movie was shot all with head-mounted GoPros, which is absolutely insane in itself. All the stunts are real, but they're like enhanced with CGI, you know, like for certain things, for effect, you know, maybe like enhancing explosions and fire. But for the most part, they try to go all practical, which is fucking awesome. I love practical movies, you know, supplemented with CGI. I think that's the best way to go. Now, the premise said that he went on a bloody rampage. Yes, That is 150% true. After I saw the movie, I texted both Brian and Gil, and I said, I was like, dudes, this shit has to be probably the most fucking bloodiest, goriest, craziest movie I've ever seen. And that shit says a lot coming from me, because I tend to like always watch darker rated R movies. And all, you know, a lot of movies I watch have a lot of gore and they pull no punches. But, this movie probably takes the cake. You know, believe it or not, that's no bullshit. The movie is, it's fucking insane. It is absolutely insane. It is so violent. Like, I don't even know how the movie got a rated R, but that is like so awesome to me. So if I can say some things about the movie without spoiling it for anybody, like I read how the whole movie shot with a GoPro. That's incredible to me. I think that's like super original and great. The whole movie being first person. Also, again, original, innovative. We never seen a whole movie shot in first person. And like my concerns were before going to see it was like, man, how are they going to like tell this story? Like, you know, have interaction with other characters and show, angles, you know, different angles of the movie from perspectives of other characters. But the whole movie was just like, it was Henry, like, you know, you were Henry. And I said this to Gil. I'm like, dude, if you go see it, this is how you're going to enjoy it. Like, it's a GoPro movie, so the action is sometimes like shaky cam and there's a lot going on and it's fast paced and furious and just like fucking nuts. But if you can get over the shaky cam aspect of it and fully immerse yourself into the movie, like you gotta play pretend like you're a little kid. Play pretend that you are in the movie and it's going to be like fucking virtual reality for you. The movie is like the best first person shooter, but live action. I personally love the movie. I probably would not have liked it as much as I did if I didn't mentally, prepare myself and get my head into that mindset to like, you know, pretend that I'm Henry. You know, I totally nerded out and just like, you know, really got into it. And I feel like if you do that, you're going to love the movie. You're going to get really into it. And I personally hate shaky cam. I don't like fast action where it's too jumpy and shaky. It drives me fucking nuts. Like it just drives me insane. But I tolerated it with this movie. It didn't really bother me that much because I got so into it. The main villain, Akon, that dude was like crazy, man. I can't really like talk about him too much, but I thought he was a fun villain. And, I appreciated the acting by that actor. What's his name again? Danilla. Yeah, he definitely played a fun villain. Charlton Copley, that dude's great, man. He's just so fucking funny and quirky. And in this movie, he played, I can't even really elaborate on it too much without spoiling it. But, he was fun in this movie also. And there was a lot of humorous parts in it mixed in with the violence and the gore. Man, I guess what stood out the most was like the violence. Like it was fucking insane. The movie was so fucking violent and gory. It was insane. Like I was watching shit and I'm like, how are they even getting away with this? Like how did this movie even get a rated R? And for you guys out there who love movies like that, that pull no punches, I mean, you're going to love it. I feel again that Hardcore Henry is a movie experience. I feel like if you watch it on Netflix later on, or you watch it at your home, unless you have a giant ass TV with surround sound, you're going to kick yourself for not seeing this. Like you have to see it in the theater. I mean, you may hate the movie. It's very possible, but if you enjoy it or love it, you're going to be so glad that you experienced it in the theater because it's just one of those movies, man. I want to be able to say 10, 15 years from now that I saw basically, to my knowledge, the first full first-person movie, like, from beginning to end. I saw it in the theater, you know, full experience, and it was wild. So don't cheat yourself, guys. If you're curious about the movie and a part of you wants to check it out, do it right. Go to the fucking theater. I mean, and if you want to go all out and crazy, see it in IMAX. I saw it in a nice theater, but it wasn't IMAX, but it still was like very enjoyable. And the theater wasn't that packed for the time that I went, which is great. So I'm going to grade Hardcore Henry. And, some of you guys may think I'm crazy for this, man, but we all have different tastes. And I'm going to give Hardcore Henry a B+. I'm going to give Hardcore Henry a freaking B+ based on originality, fun factor, pulling no punches, gore, and it's not an Oscar movie. Just go in no expectations and fully immerse yourself, and it's just a fun movie, and I 100% would own it. I'm waiting for it, actually. I want to see the special features. I want to see if there's like a completely unrated version, which would be insane. But, 100% I'm buying it. So guys, I hope you enjoyed the review. I hope I steered you in the right direction for the movie. I hope you like the movie if you take a chance and go by my word and enjoy it. But I can't emphasize this enough, man. Go in no expectations and just nerd out. Just completely nerd out and immerse yourself and pretend you're Henry. And you're going to like it 10 times more. So that's going to wrap up this review. Thanks for the plays and the subscription, guys, and the support. You can email us for feedback, questions, requests. We have a Facebook page. We have a Twitter page. Till next time, guys. Take care.